Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard are here too. Pierce and Jane are a long time, more than 16 years they've been hanging out with us. The founders and the managing directors of the Center for Applied Cognitive Studies, CACG. No, that's not right. What is the website?
www.centacs.
That's what I couldn't remember. Pierce and Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
There's something wrong here in what they've written down for me here. I knew that wasn't right. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Folks, they've written so many books that are important. The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, still one of my favorite. The Bible on the Brain. The Owner's Manual of the Brain is written by Pierce. I don't know how many printings now it's been out. How many versions? Four. And now they've come to us with another set of ideas. The Owner's Manual for Values at Work. So congratulations, guys. Welcome back, and I'm glad you're here with your new information. We've been talking about values on the show a lot more the last few years. I included a chapter in my book on values. Values are a big deal right now, aren't they, Jane?
They definitely are, Jim. And people sometimes say, well, what is a value? But it's something essentially that's important to you and that you nurture, that you take care of.
Well, and it's also probably something you're not even aware of, Pierce, right?
Well, it could very well be. I mean, values kind of creep up on you like hot water does to a lobster.
Well, you're walking around and you see something, and without knowing why, you're attracted to it. Or you see something and without realizing it, you're immediately repulsed by it, and it might even cause you to take action.
Right. Well, you know, at Syntax, our driving force is helping people achieve a better fit between who they are as a human being and what they're doing in life, whether it's, you know, work, family, involvement in the community or whatnot. The key is building on people's strengths, building on where their natural energy is. And we've talked a lot about personality traits, the Big Five, and we've talked about mental ability, intelligence, and all that. But what we're coming to see is that just as important as personality traits and mental abilities are values. In the area of human motivation, one is well advised to engage their employees in such a way that it builds on what's important to them. And if they're asked to do work that violates what's important to them, they're going to be less motivated. To understand what's important to a person, you don't necessarily have to give them a test. You can just get to know them and ask them some questions. You know, what's important to you in life? But as a shortcut for that, we do have a new assessment that measures how strongly a person feels about 16 broad values. You know, things like health and power and spirituality and, you know, things like that. It's a nice variety of value areas.
And Jane, a lot of gray-haired bosses bristle at the idea of an employee saying, "Well, I'm not as productive here because this doesn't meet my values." When I was coming up, when Pierce and I came up, Jane, long before you. Pierce, bosses didn't put up with that kind of nonsense, but what you guys are talking about is is identifying the value, sort of the value scale of your work, as it applies to values, and hiring people who are attracted to them.
Well, you know, one of the values, Jim, is competition.
Yeah.
Is it important to an individual to win, to come out number one? And
right.
Certainly you don't want to hire a salesperson who has a low score on competition as a
right,
value.
Right, right.
So there is a clear relationship between what's important to an individual and the kind of work or life that they want to live.
Right.
When unemployment numbers are as low as they are right now, and you're trying to get some well-qualified people who are going to help
right.
you build your business,
yep.
you have to think it through. You have mm-hmm. to be able to understand
well,
that person.
And
you have to be able to look for somebody who's
and
going
there's
to
another,
fit the job
there's
well.
Another element to that unemployment thing we'll talk about in just a minute. Right back with Pearson Jane Howard, folks. CENTACS.com is their website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.